Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning.
Well, what I'm
Willa from Chicago.
Hi, yes. Willa. And I didn't hear the other young lady.
Hi, this is Chicago.
Good morning. Once again, welcome to the Master's Morning Call. And I am going to turn this call over to Dr. Vanessa, our victorious woman of God. Take it away.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to pass it right on to Minister Tiffany, our evangelist out in California. You on the line?
I am. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning to each of you, the Master Morning Call listeners. We welcome you to the Master's Morning Call on this mighty, marvelous Monday. I pray that you all had a blessed and highly favored weekend, and we're looking forward with great expectation of what God is going to do in this day and in this week. So we thank you for dialing in to the Master's Morning Call, and if you have not yet given your name and where you're calling from, if you would do so at this time. Okay, well, everyone has given us your name and where you're calling from, so we welcome you with kingdom greetings to the Master's Morning Call. If you are by your computer or you're on your cell phone, send out a text and invite someone to join us to dial in to the Master's Morning Call, for truly there is a mighty, mighty word that is coming forth this morning, and we don't want people to miss it. If they could just call in right now and hear it, that will be a great thing. So invite someone to join us on the Master's Morning Call. So it is indeed a pleasure for me, Tiffany Lauderdale. I live in Inglewood, California, and it's a pleasure and a privilege for me to come and greet each one of you on this Monday morning on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who are the founders of this, the Master's Morning Call. The Master's Morning Call originated on October the 25th, 2010, and has been going every day, Monday through Friday, since that date. We invite you to visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can visit our website, and all of our messages from October the 25th up to today have been all archived there. So if you need a word from God in the middle of the day, you could go ahead and visit that website and decide which word you want to hear. So truly there is plenty there, and there's a variety, a buffet, so there's choices. So whatever you want to hear, whatever you need, you can find it on the Master's Morning Call website. Also, if you would like to send in an email, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this call, we invite you and we welcome you. And if you have any prayer requests, we invite you to send them to our email address, which is the Masters with the S Morning Call @gmail.com. Once again, the Master's Morning Call @gmail.com. And our scripture that we stand on for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, But unto thee I have cried, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So on this call, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we know that everything else he will add unto us because we put the Master first. Our mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, accepting God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. So at this time, I would like to ask my sister Robin, who so graciously greeted each one of you as you came to the line this morning, if she would come and open us up in a word of prayer. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Okay. Good morning, Heavenly Father. We come before you, Lord God. We come before you and we brag on you, Lord God. We thank you because you are wonderful. You are mighty. You are marvelous. You are the great I am. We thank you because this is a day that you've made, Father. We are rejoicing. We are glad to be in it. We thank you because your mercies are new every single morning, Father.
Robin, are you there?
I think we lost her, Tiffany.
Okay, so let's go ahead and just finish welcoming the Lord this morning. Father God, we just thank you for this another day that you have made, and oh God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and for your mercy, Father God. We thank you that you woke us up, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your protection, Father God. We thank you for this, the Master's Morning Call, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for its founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to keep them and continue to take them to higher and higher heights in you, oh God. Father God, we thank you for Artists International, Father God, the vehicle that have brought us all together, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for its vision, Father God, and we thank you for its founder. We pray that you would continue, Father God, to bless them in a mighty way, that they would continue to be a blessing unto others, Father God. And for each one of the Master Morning Call listeners, Father God, I pray, Father God, that every need will be met in the name of Jesus, Father God. And as we come to you this morning, oh God, Father God, I pray that you would bless Dr. Vanessa as she comes, Father God, with the word from you, oh God. I pray that our ears will be open, Father God, that our eyes would be open, that we would open our hearts to receive what you would have to bring us this day, Father God. I rebuke anything that is not of you that would come against us in the name of Jesus, because your word declares that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. So we give you all the glory, oh God. We give you all the honor, oh God. And we give you all the praise, Father God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray these things. Amen. My sister Robin, we dropped her, but that's okay because you have to always be ready. So, Robin, hopefully you have come back to the line, but just know that I just have piggybacked on your prayer, and God is good. And we know that the airways and the highways have been open to hear the word of God. So we bless each one of you, and thank you for joining us on the Master's Morning Call. If you are Artist International Distributor on the line this morning, I invite you to go into your back office and to see what is on the table, because truly Artists always put something good on the table for us, a way to be blessed, a way to bless others. So look into your back office, because I do believe today we still have the opportunity to buy two and get one free. So if you have not yet put in your order, your auto ship, then take advantage of it. Buy two, get one free. Get more inventory into your back office. Get some more cappuccino. Whatever you need, your Lavive, get it and make it happen. If you're not an Artist Distributor on this line and you want to know what is all this artist talk that we're doing this morning, then I invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this line so that they could share with you truly what Artist International is all about. So we thank you once again for joining us on the Master's Call. And right now it is that time of the morning, the time that the word of God will be brought to us. So it is indeed a privilege and a pleasure for me to introduce to you my sister, a woman of God, one with the anointing, one with the gift of deliverance and healing, a mighty woman of God who comes to you this morning from somewhere in that big state of Texas, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and good morning, Ms. Evangelist. Thank you so much for hosting the call this morning, and again to Minister Robin for spiritually getting everyone seated, and to the entire TMC family, extending the warmest of kingdom greetings. Just want to give you a little update. Spent a lot of time talking on the phone yesterday morning with Dr. P.K. Roberts. She sends her love and her prayers, and just asking you to continue to lift her and her family up in this transition. She is back at home in Colorado Springs, and just really the Lord is gifting her, gracing her, and we want to continue to lift her up in prayer. Also want to continue to lift up the Hendersons who are resting, getting that R&R this month, and we just praise God for them and continue to lift them up that they be refreshed and revived during this season. There is a word from the Lord this morning. It's want to encourage your hearts. As I was just really spending time before the Lord and just praying, and as a prophet of God, I always listen to the news to hear what's really being said in the wind of the Spirit. And God just kept saying to me, speak to their hearts about hope, minister to their hearts about hope. And I had spoken about hope in times past, but he gave me new insight and new revelations. Isn't it awesome how he speaks to us? So this morning I just want to share with you, as thus saith the word of the Lord, what he shared with me. And our message entitled for today is Hope Holds On to All of God's Possibilities. Hope holds on to all of God's possibilities. And you know, I love acronyms. And the acronym that the Lord gave me that I'd used before is Holding On, or Holding Optimistically. I like that even better. Holding Optimistically, Pursuing Earnestly. Holding Optimistically, Pursuing Earnestly. And the subtitle, which really will bring it on home, is Hope, Knitting Faith and Love Together. Hope, Knitting Faith and Love Together. There is so much going on in the wind of the Spirit, on the news, just situation and circumstances, where many of us, even within, especially the body of Christ, are feeling overwhelmed. And in the midst of all this turbulence around us, we as believers must choose every day to keep our hearts and minds rooted and grounded in God's word and the hope offered in all of his promises. See, that's a good four-letter word. You know, we know some bad four-letter words, but this is a great four-letter word. See, while in this season of great uncertainty and on the news with our rating, national rating being downgraded and just the trials and the helicopter going down, it's like every time, you know, we often call CNN constantly negative news, but it is bringing us information, but to really ask, what God are you saying? See, our hope must be in Jesus, in his word, and in his promises. See, I love to refer to hope as the first cousin of faith and trust. Yeah, hope is the first cousin of faith and trust, and it's the thread that holds things together. It fights off fear and doubt, and hope points us back to all the possibilities in God. So I'm going to go through the acronym of HOPE this morning, and I just believe God has some nuggets that will bless your heart. And I laugh because I love how God confirms himself in the wind of the Spirit. As I was laying there this morning watching Joyce Myers, and she started talking about hope, and I said, all right, Holy Ghost, I got you now. We're hearing the same thing when another minister, Joseph Prince, they were just all saying, because we feel the restlessness in the body of Christ. So we are pointing you back by thus saith the word of God. Let's start with H, holding. See, what is hope? In 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, in that verse 13, 1 Corinthians 13:13, that verse ends with, abideth faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. See, you have to have faith. And we know from 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we walk by faith and not by sight. And I often teach you all, faith sees. You have to see situations with the eyes of faith. You have to call things and be not as though they are. You have to see past the mess and hear God on his message. As you're standing in your alpha, you have to have the eyes of faith to see that omega. And with that faith through the journey, you got to keep the hope of God. Well, what does hope mean? As defined in the Meridian Dictionary, hope is want or expect something. Want or expect something. I like to have a wish to get or do something or for something to happen or be true, especially something that seems possible or likely. Hope also means a confident desire. A confident desire. Some of the synonyms of hope is expectation, optimism, anticipation, courage. Even the Greek word for hope, spelled ELPIDA, which again is talking about that wanting, that confident desire. in Psalm 147, verse 11, in that 11th verse of Psalm 147 in the NIV, it reads, "The Lord delights in those who fear him," and fear there means reverence, "who put their hope in his unfailing love." Wow. And the New Living Translation, that same verse says, "Rather, the Lord's delight is in those who honor him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love." See, in Ephesians 1:18, when we have scriptures that talk about hope, and I love that Ephesians 1:17, 18, and 19, where Paul is really speaking to our spirit, stirring up in our hearts. And see, I'm not talking to your mind this morning. I'm speaking to your spirit to drive out the darkness of heaviness and to bring in that light, that ray of hope. Ephesians 1:18 reads, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." In Psalms 31, verse 24, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." That again is Psalms 31, verse 24. See, hope in God is always proactive. And when we stop using godly hope, it opens the door for hopelessness and depression. In other words, so you can't hang out, I always say this, you can't hang out with the holy haters and those who always feel called to complain. You know, those complaining calls and those critical calls, or all those negative Normas or pessimistic Peters. See, hope will not hang out with them. Or today, lay hands on your own self. You know, if you kind of feel that little spirit creeping in, get delivered from that negativeness. Lay it on yourself, if it applies. Say amen on me. See, the spirit of hope just does not like haters, negative people. And you today choose not to be one. See, some of us just need to go on a fast from negativity. You decide honestly for yourself that this week, today is Monday, marvelous Monday, magnificent Monday, that you'll choose not to be negative, but to stay hopeful and look for the silver lining in whatever comes your way. I'm challenging you prophetically to have a week full of hope, because, see, life will always bring a few hiccups, and we all will experience some bumps in the road, but we must choose. As Reverend Jesse Jackson said way back in the 70s and 80s, he used to say, "Keep hope alive." In Psalms 37, verses 23 through 24 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands." See, it's not if we fall, it's when we fall. And we have to choose to keep hope alive. Here's principle number one as we go through these four letters in hope, our four principles. Make hope a habit. Make a habit of hope, because hope produces a spirit of perseverance. See, ability to hold on and press on. We got to learn sometimes to do it hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Some of you this morning don't know how you've held on to make it to this month of August, when in January you had no answers, no direction, but hope in God has kept us and fortified our faith. Oh, let's go on to the letter O, moving right along, where it can mean on or optimistically. I love optimistically, looking forward to change, to grow, to success. See, learn to only say what God says about you. I keep saying it every time. Some of us need to practice that some principle, that shut up ministry principle. If you don't have nothing good to say, shut the fort down, because there's power in your words, especially your own words. See, sometimes we don't need to flesh out. We don't need to release in the atmosphere things that negate what we're believing and trusting God for. See, sometimes you just got to just hum sometimes, because you know you ain't nothing good going to come out if you open your mouth. And we have to learn to stay optimistic and only say what God says, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter who's in your ear saying contrary, only say what the Word says about you. In Philippians 4:13, we all know it, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." in Joshua 1:8, that 8th verse of Joshua, it tells you to meditate on his word day and night, chew on it. Then, you know, you're like a cow chews a cud. It goes down, then he brings it back up and chews it some more. Let the word saturate your spirit so much that when the pressures of life squeeze you, nothing but the word of God can come out of you. And when you meditate on his word, when it gets in your mindset, when it saturates your thoughts, and then you only see it like God sees it, then he'll make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that, yes, God desires to give us wealth, but it's about establishing his covenant, because when we stay optimistic, we know that where we are now is just, we're passing through. We're not trying to park or stay. We're on our way to purpose. And then when the devil loses his mind, we've got to remind him in Proverbs 6:31 that when the thief is found, he has to give it back sevenfold. So even when we're on our journey, on our process to meeting and fulfilling our purpose, and when the fiery darts come, we have to understand to stay positive. And remember, we've read the back of the book. It's a fixed fight. Revelation promises that we win. But if you allow yourself to grow weary in well-doing, don't let the saints and the apes get you on, you know, saints and apes can get on your last nerve and your reserve nerve. But you got to stay focused and firm in your faith. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13 says, but ye brethren and sisterin, be not weary in well-doing. In Proverbs 13, verse 12, see, when you decide not to celebrate and you let fear and other things come in, I love it because it tells you hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Here's principle number two. Remain optimistic and positive. Choose joy and choose a posture of peace. See, some of us just need to do a drama delivery. Deliver all the drama out of our life. Live drama free. Guard that place of peace. If I don't guard anything else in my life and in my spirit, and as a pastor, as a minister, as when people come to me mainly in crisis mode, you've got to learn how to lay hands on yourself and purge all that out of you and stay in a place of peace and choose to see the positive. What the devil meant for bad, you got to see that Genesis 50 verse 20, that God can turn it around for good. So principle two, remain optimistic and positive. And with an optimistic, have an attitude of gratitude. Our theme for today, hope holds on to all of God's possibilities. Holding on or holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. What is hope? It's knitting faith and love together. Oh, I've got 3 minutes. Here we go. For P, in pursuing. What does pursue mean? Chase somebody, to follow someone, sometimes for a long time in order to catch or capture them. Pursue also means to carry something out. Some of the synonyms of pursue is to follow, to chase, to shadow. Again, hope is proactive. Hope seeks the positive outcome, even in the midst of turmoil. In Psalms 43:1, in that first verse of Psalms 43, it says, as the hart or as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Hope helps us to diligently pursue our purpose and then let the Lord fight our battles. See, we keep our dreams alive, firmly intact through the threads of hope. With our destinies in view, propped up in clear view, we see through the lens of hope. We keep our God-ordained assignments, our mandates, our missions energized through the strength and the backbone of hope. When we pursue with the hope of God in our heart, the determination to continue will stay high. The attitude of peace and joy will stay fertile in our hearts when we keep our hope in God as the firm foundation. The journey to get to purpose goes so much smoother with hope alive and well. Principle number three, never give up. Never give up. Pursue the promises of God. Then that last letter of hope, letter E, earnestly. What does earnestly mean? The definition of earnest: serious and solemn, intensely or excessively serious and grave in a matter or attitude. You're serious about it. It's done in deep sincerity, undertaken or made in a spirit of deep sincerity and conviction, or with deep feelings. What's our scripture? Psalm 63:1. In that first verse of Psalm 63, as the Psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah, it says, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Hebrews 11:6, "And without faith it is impossible to please God. But anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who what? Earnestly seek him." Psalms 42:11, in that 11th verse of Psalms 42, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God." With hope, when we do our part, God will certainly show up and do his part, which is that Ephesians 3:20. It says he will do the exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that is in work within us. Principle number four, as I close: get seriously radical about the promises of God manifesting in our lives. Get seriously radical about the promises of God manifesting in our lives. In other words, be sick and tired of being sick and tired and do something to change. See, keep hope alive. Quit settling. Keep hope alive. Stop accepting average. Keep hope alive. Remind us that we serve a supernatural God. Keep hope alive. Stop complaining. Keep hope alive. Curse the darkness. Bring in the light of hope and peace. Ah, keep hope alive. Stop being afraid, but choose to live in faith. Keep hope alive. Keep hope in your heart. Keep hope strong in your words and in your mind. Keep hope alive for your family. Keep hope alive for your children. Keep hope alive for your ministry in the marketplace. Keep hope alive to be God's kingdom builder in your going in and coming out. Keep hope alive to keep you on having focused faith. And keep hope alive to keep your love, your agape love, everlasting. This morning, hope holds on to all of God's possibilities. Holding on, holding optimistically, pursuing earnestly. Hope, knitting faith and love together as we decree and declare and seal this word in your heart today. Keep hope alive. Back to you, Tiffany.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you very much for that inspiring word from the Lord. Keep hope alive. If we didn't get anything out of that message today, we should have got that we will keep hope alive no matter what goes on. Keep hope alive. So as you go through this day, and if something comes against you, just remember what Dr. Vanessa just told you: to keep hope alive, holding on optimistically, pursuing earnestly. So we thank you for that word of God, woman of God, and we at this time would like to call Minister Willa to the phone to call us out, to close us out in a word of prayer. Willa, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Father God, we are just so thankful this morning. We thank and praise you for that word on hope, Lord. Psalm 16:9 tells us, "My heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh rests in hope." Father, so we thank and praise you that you told us that in you we move and we breathe and we have our being. We thank and praise you, Father God, that you have given us each a dream. You've given us each a purpose, oh God. And sometimes it gets a little rough, but because we know there is hope in you, the hope of glory, Lord, we thank and praise you that we are not pursuing what you have given us alone. Our hope is in you and you alone. Father, you told us in your word, and Psalm 103, that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Father, so we thank and praise you for the praise reports we had last week. We thank you, Lord, that you were in the healing business, that your word is the same, that it never changes. We thank and praise you, O God, for Jackie's aunt, Johnny May, who is doing well, for Martha Marie Preston, brother Jesse, who is out of the hospital. No open heart surgery. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Nobody but you, God. Not the surgeon's hand, but your hand, God, and the surgeon. Father God, we thank and praise you that her father, Clarence, is doing well as too. Father, we thank and praise you for Candy's brother, William, whose surgery was performed in far less time than they had anticipated and is doing well. Father, we thank and praise you, O God, that Gwen Beatty's tumors, hallelujah, was shrunk by 3 centimeters. Glory be to God. We know that there would be no centimeters there left of a tumor. Glory, we thank you, O Lord. Father, we thank and praise you and ask for total restoration for every cell, every muscle, every sinew, every organ, that it operates according to your will for all those, O God, who have put their hope in you. Father God, you told us in Isaiah 40:31, that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings as eagles. They will walk and not be weary. They will run and not faint. So, Father, we thank you, O God, that we can come to you not weary, not faint, running, O God, running with that hope, Father God. So for Sister Whitaker's son, Michael, who's going through divorce, oh God, we know that your will can be done. We give it to you, oh Lord, for nothing is too hard for you. You are a restorer. Father God, that you send your ministering angels to her son, Kenneth. God, that the joy of the Lord is his strength, that he will get himself away from the people as she has requested that he is not to hang with, that he finds no joy in doing any wrong, but he finds his joy and his hope in you. Father, we continue to lift up Dr. P.K. Robinson, her family, and all those who have experienced homegoings of a loved one. Father, we thank and praise that you said that you will send ministering angels to comfort us. So send those angels, oh God. Lift them up, oh God. We thank you because her strength and her hope is in you. Father God, we thank and praise you for Sister Marie Preston, who has gone to court with the Heard and Ali family, that the favor of the Lord is upon them. Continue to strengthen her as she does every good work for you. We thank and praise you, O God, for the D.A.'s De Leon family, Lord, that their hope is in you. Father, keep them along your way. Bless them with witty ideas. Thank you that they've knitted us all together, O God, that we can rejoice in the victory in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the Henderson family, for the relaxation and rejuvenation that they're getting while on vacation, oh God. Father, we lift up Diane's son, John, who is taking calculus in school. Bless his memory, oh God, for you told us that the memory of the righteous is blessed. And we're not asking for C grades because you give us the best because we are the King's kids. So we are looking at A-plus grades in Jesus' name. And while he's there, let his light shine before others that they want what he has. And then, oh God, for Sharon, who said she had the nodules on the vocal cords. We call those things that be not as though they were. She is healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And then for Gwen Beatty, Lord, continue to touch her body, continue to heal her, continue to help her to do what she has asked you to do, and that is to give her wisdom, oh God, about eating. We just thank you, Lord, and all of the unsaid prayer requests. We lift them up before you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because our hope is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Sister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for filling our call and closing us out with that hopeful word of prayer. To Minister Robin, Robin, thank you so much for opening us and greeting our Master's Morning Call listeners. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, we thank you for you have put our mind and targeted our mind on hope. So we thank each one of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, for joining us on this, the Master's Morning Call. We invite you to come back and join us again on tomorrow. Remember that you could always hear the playback within the hour. You could dial in to 712-432-1085, and the same PIN number that you called in can be used when dialing in to hear the playback. So we say to you, thank you so much once again for joining us on the Master's Morning Call, and we pray that you will go out and be a minister in the marketplace and accept and submit to God's call in calling you to be who you are. May God bless you. May God keep you until we meet again tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye.